It's been about 6 weeks since they made their first appearance. It's difficult to point out the exact time, given the way they blended into society. From a distance, they look like normal people, but when you're up close, you notice that they're something else. It looks like they've been constructed by someone who's had human features described to them, but who has actually never seen one in flesh. The rumor says that they're stone cold, but anyone who has gotten close to them isn't around anymore. They are still wandering the streets in cities and towns that are now empty, trying to find the last remaining humans. They still haven't gotten me, though. I have been able to survive in abandoned homes, but after I lost contact with the last person I had a radio connection with around 10 days ago, give or take, I have been completely alone. I ran out of water last night, and that forced me to leave the last shelter I had. I'm walking along a sidewalk when I see a glimpse of them. I start running immediately, cursing under my breath as I try to run from door to door, but they're all locked. Just as I'm thinking about giving up and running to another neighborhood, and most likely to my death, I see a door open. My mind is racing. You don't look like them. Then again, it's been so long since I've seen someone who doesn't look like them. My mind could be playing tricks on me. I take a look at the approaching crowd and make up my mind. I dart towards you and whisper in panic. Please, let me in. I'm real. You look at me intently before you grab me firmly and drag me inside. You close the door and pull me down on the floor with you. We sit leaning against the door and I try to catch my breath. We can hear the crowd thunder past the door, but obviously they haven't seen me since they don't stop. We sit for a few minutes in silence. They might come back any minute. After a while, you stand up and start loading a bag with supplies lying around the floor. I didn't look around while we sat at the door, but now I notice that we're in an old shop. You toss me another bag and point towards the canned foods. I start filling it with cans as quickly as possible. My heart is pounding in my chest. I can feel your eyes on me from time to time as I reach for the cans, but I can't bring myself to look at you. If they come back and something happens, it will be my fault. I feel guilty, but I don't know what else I could have done. The bag is full. I have no idea how I'll be able to run with it, but that's not the biggest problem at the moment. I look at you for the first time since I saw you at the door. I'm so sorry about dragging you into this, about making you leave this place. It's just that I haven't seen any humans since my friend disappeared a month ago. You nod, but your face doesn't give anything away. You walk to the window, take a quick look outside, and then dart over to the other end of the room. You grab a string which had been hidden and pull, lifting down the lid to the loft. A ladder slides down and it makes me jump. I wasn't expecting to see that. You tell me to go first and go once again to the window. I grab the heavy bag and head towards the ladder. I take a quick look at you before starting to climb, aware of the view I'm offering you. If you weren't watching out from the window. Thank God my pants aren't too ripped and dirty. I struggle with my back a bit, but eventually I manage to get it up to the loft. Come on, I whisper. Do you see anyone there? You take one last glance out of the window and shake your head. You climb up the ladder quickly and without effort and pull it up behind you. You smile and welcome me to your humble home. I look around and see some boxes filled with supplies, a shelf, two army-style cots, a camping stove, and a lamp. I look around, and I feel happy for the first time since that one day. I turn to you. It's a wonderful home. I smile at you, and my eyes rest on you a bit longer than I intended. I brush a lock of my hair off my face and turn around. This is not the place or the time, I try to remind myself. There are two beds. Have you been here alone, or did you have company? A family? You say that you have been here alone for a while now, as you move over to the tiny window and lie down to look outside. I sit carefully on the untouched bed. Are we safe here? I mean, have you had any that was close situations? I look at you, lying down near the window, and smile. I feel safe. You say that the only that was close situation happened around 15 minutes ago. I'm about to apologize, but then I notice you smirking at me. The adrenaline is slowly starting to fade, and I shiver. Do you ever think about the future? I ask. About how many of us there are left and for how long we will survive? You think for a moment and say that you used to think about it before, but now you've just been living from day to day. You look at me and say that I look kind of thin and that I should eat something. Thin? It's funny how that was always my number one goal in life. Definitely got some other priorities now, I say quietly. I'm starving, actually. Wanna share a can of something with me? You let me choose, as I'm the guest. As I walk to the back, you say that we all have probably different priorities these days, and that being alone at home with a girl like me was always your number one goal. A girl like me? I chuckle and look down at my hands. Well, I guess there is something good in this disaster. Suddenly I feel really shy. A girl like me? I thought you were way out of my league. I reach for the bag and grab the first can I find. Corn. That'll do. I see some spoons on the shelf and some tissues. I unfold one tissue, place it on the floor, and open the can. And then I place the can on the tissue and stick two spoons into the can. I sit down and tap the floor next to me with my hand. Come, stranger. Dinner is served. You smile and mumble something about having misplaced the fine china and silver. We start eating, and I notice you looking over at me from time to time. This is the best corn I've ever had, I say and smile at you, and my eyes linger in yours. I blush and look down. I really like having company, you know. And I'm really lucky to have found a nice, handsome guy like you, instead of some old creep. You smile shyly at me and say that when you're pretty much the last guy on earth, you always look a little more handsome. That makes me laugh. I don't think it's that. I look at you and your shy smile makes my heart skip a beat. You ask if I would like a little more, that there is some tinned fruit somewhere. I clear my throat. Yes, dessert would be lovely. You smile and reach for a can in the back, finding one with fruit cocktail. You open it and place it in front of us and hand me a spoon. A year ago I would have not touched the fruit cocktail, but now it's probably the best thing I've ever had. I can feel your eyes on me, and every time I lift up my eyes I get butterflies in my stomach. As you put your spoon into the can, I put my hand on yours. Thank you so much for opening the door for me. You saved my life today, I say. You look to the ground and whisper that it was nothing, and that you're glad you saw me. You turn your hand to hold mine, and look into my eyes for more than a moment. Your touch fills me with joy, peace, and something else I can't figure out what. I look at our hands. Not everyone would have opened, you know, I say and look into your eyes. I thought you were angry with me. You shake your head and look away before looking up into my eyes again. I look down and smile shyly when you move closer to me. We're only inches apart. I can feel my heart pounding in my chest. I look up into your eyes, and I notice that I've been holding my breath. You say that you don't know why you let me in, but you just felt like it was the right thing to do. I squeeze your hand gently and smile. I'm glad you did, I whisper while looking into your beautiful eyes. And hoping you know how much I mean it. You nod, look down to my lips, and lean towards me, finally kissing me. The world around us disappears when your lips touch mine. They feel so soft, and I can't get enough of you. You kiss me slowly and gently, and soon you move your hand around my back. As you pull me closer to you, I put one hand around your back and gently touch your cheek with the other. I feel safe in your embrace, and I deepen the kiss. My tongue brushes against yours, and you pull me softly onto your lap. I'm straddling you, and your hand runs across my back, down to my ass. We break off for a second to breathe. My lips are tingling sweetly after the kiss, and I'm out of breath. I can't believe what just happened. A shaky laughter escapes my lips. I run my hand through your hair and bring it to your cheek. I gently touch your face. I never thought I would see a real person again. My breasts are pressed against your chest as I lean forward to kiss you again. I close my eyes as your hands cup my ass and pull me tighter against you. I can't help but feel the bulge in your pants growing. I moan quietly as I feel you hardening against me. It feels heavenly. And I can't help moving my hips and grind myself against you. I grab your hair gently with one hand as my tongue finds yours. I'm pressing myself against you. I need to be as close to you as I possibly can. I tilt my head back when you kiss my neck, and I feel my panties get wet. You feel amazing under me. As you grab my top, I cringe at the fact that I'm wearing a bra I found on the street a few weeks ago. It was left by someone who clearly didn't have any taste. You pull my top off, and I unhook my bra and slide it off quickly before you can see it, while trying to distract you by nibbling your lower lip. I tilt my head back again. Close my eyes and whimper as your hands and mouth work wonders on my breasts. You hold me, feeling my flesh under your fingers, while your mouth kisses and sucks on the other, nibbling softly on my nipple before kissing it and taking it into your mouth. I'm soaking now, still grinding myself against your hard bulge. I want you, I manage to whisper. Oh, I want you so much. I grab your shirt and pull it over your head. I marvel at your body, running my hands across it, feeling your muscles under my fingertips. I move slightly back in order to find your zipper as I lean against you, pressing my tits against your naked chest. I feel unusually confident, and I decide to enjoy it. I take your earlobe between my teeth and tug it gently before whispering into your ear. Let me ride you, cowboy. You smile at me and reach down to help me unbutton your pants. Your cock is rock hard and springs up, pressing against your boxers. I sigh as I touch you through the fabric, already wet with pre-cum. Your hardness makes me blush, and I smile at you as I take it out and move my hand up and down on it. You are throbbing, and a drop of pre-cum drips down on my hand. I let go of you and lick my fingers. I want to ride you now and make love to you after that, if you don't mind. I smile. I lift myself a bit, lower my pants, and straddle you again, guiding you into my wet warmth. I moan as you enter me. It feels so heavenly. You push yourself all the way in, and for a second there is just the two of us, as one, staring into each other's eyes. When we start moving, I throw my head back in pleasure and close my eyes. Your cock feels amazing inside my pussy. I lift myself up and down on you. You hold my ass as I move on you, helping me to slide further down. With each stroke, we move faster together. I start bouncing faster and faster on your cock, the full length of you inside me, dripping with my wetness and your pre-cum. We moan together, oblivious to what might be going on outside. A sweet stirring inside me is getting stronger and stronger with each thrust. When I feel your lips on my nipple, I whimper. Oh, I'm getting so close. I manage to whisper between each bounce. You are amazing. You look into my eyes and tell me to come for you. Your words are my undoing. I close my eyes and moan as the orgasm is ripping through my body, and I'm grinding myself against you. I keep the quick pace and look into your eyes. I want you to come for me, baby, I say out of breath. Come for me. You finally let yourself go. You begin to pound harder, pushing your cock deep into me. You groan once more, and I feel your throbbing inside me and shooting thick, hot cum inside me. You kiss me, and I feel drenched. My pussy is still throbbing after the powerful orgasm, and you're still inside me. I wrap my arms around your neck and answer your kiss slowly and passionately. You slide your hands over my body, caressing me, and I'm feeling your fingers on my skin, trying to convince myself that you're real and really here with me. Your hands send shivers down my spine. I notice your shy smile, and a small, quiet laughter escapes my lips. We better dry up after I flooded over you. I don't want you to catch a cold. I give you a long, slow kiss and try to get up, but my legs are still shaky after the orgasm. You help me up and hold me softly before finding a bucket of water and some towels. You take the blankets and cushions that are lying around and make us a bed. You lie on your back, and I lay down next to you, pulling a blanket over us. I'm resting my head on your chest and listening to your heartbeat getting calmer and steadier. I search for your hand, and when I find it, I link my fingers with yours. I lift my head a bit so that I can look into your eyes. I feel shy again, but I want to see your face. I'm still trying to understand that you're real and that you really are lying naked next to me. For the first time in weeks, I'm not thinking about what's happening outside. You kiss me again, and you're smiling. You have a wonderful smile, I whisper. I like it more than the earlier grumpy face. I smile at you and yawn. It's been so long since I've been able to relax, and the position we're lying in is natural and comfortable. I must admit that I kind of hope we wouldn't need both beds. I admit, smiling and blushing. You smile and agree. I kiss you once more and allow my eyes to shut finally, feeling you breathing softly against my hair. Before I drift off to sleep, I remember that I had promised to make love to you. I hope there will be plenty of time for that.